Hi, my name is Cynthia, calling from the Department of Veteran Affairs, Champ VA Program, returning a phone call.
Yes. Yes, I'm Taylor, calling from provider's office regarding general permit status. Can you help me with the same?
Yes, I can. It's the 432-356-1359, your best callback number.
Sorry, can you repeat this?
Yes, ma'am. May I have your callback number, please?
Yes, it is 803-400-8480. It's a direct line.
May I have that tax ID, please?
The tax ID is 46068-3357.
There is off.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. There is also an after call survey. Would you like to provide your email address for the optional survey?
Yes, sure.
What's that email?
Sorry, did you ask for email?
Yes.
Actually, we don't provide that, sorry.
Alright, may I have that member's ID, please?
Tax ID is 46068-3357.
May I have the member's ID, please?
Okay. It starts with Z as a Zulu.
That member's ID is going to be the member's social.
Welcome to Duo.
That's my social security number. Oh, just hold on. Do you want the member's ID or the social security number? I do have both.
The member's ID is going to be the member's social.
Okay, it is 506-706-277.
Alright, and how many claims do you have to go over today?
Just one.
Alright, perfect. Can you verify the member's name for me, please?
Kathleen Haves. The date of service is of 6/16/2025.
And that bill amount?
$185.49.
Thank you. And shown here, this member is eligible and active. We are listed. There is a question mark next to this member's other health insurance. I do show an Aetna Medicare on file.
Yes.
So it's going to be an effective date begin June 7th of 1994 with a projected end date of February 25th of 2073. I have that claim number as 0058916689 00. We received a claim on 7/17/25 and it completed on 7/18. And this claim is showing a denial for that EOB does not match the other health insurance.
Sorry, but it was actually it was actually a crossover claim to from Medicare to CHMVA.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just providing you with the denial information for the claim. It's stating that the EOB does not match the other health insurance. What are you showing as primary for the member?
It is Medicare.
Medicare Part B only?
Yes.
Alright, and I am going to go ahead and get a letter sent out to this member to get the other health insurance information updated. Bear with me, please.
Okay. Thank you.
ahead and submit that primary EOB for the member?
Yes.
Once they get that information updated, it would be on file. They should receive that letter in about 7 to 10 business days.
Basically, to proceed the claim, we need to send the Medicare EOB, right?
Yes, if you want to go ahead and submit that Medicare EOB and allow the member time to get the information updated in the system.
Yeah, sure. So, may I get the fax number?
So, the mailing of that EOB submitted is going to be the VHA, Office of Integrated Veteran Care. Attention, CHAMP VA, claim, resubmission. And then it's going to be PO Box 500. Green City PA 19475.
What was it? Was it a fax number?
No, ma'am, I did not just provide a fax number. I provided a mailing address.
Okay. Don't you have a fax number?
There is not a fax number. It is only the mailing address that I just provided.
Okay. Can you repeat that?
That is going to be the VHA, Office of Integrated Veteran Care. Attention, CHAMP VA, claim resubmission. PO Box 500. Spring City, PA.